ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Scripture says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be led by money. Be led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. The way you have the need, call on Jesus. When you call on him, Scripture says, he will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So concerning the situation, call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be scarcity-minded. Praise God. Money is just a means of exchange. Don't make it your God. Don't let money stop you from making big plans. Make the vision plain. Provision will follow. You must never be stranded because of money. When the mind of Christ in you is activated, no need will leave you confused. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that in your enterprise, in your business, you always know what to do. In the name of Jesus, you'll be led by the Spirit of God and not by money. So if God tells you a particular property is for you, don't shut down that idea because you don't have the money. Believe God and begin to walk according to his plan. Praise the Lord. Number 4, the things that Jesus Christ did. He was not wasteful with resources. Mark chapter 4, from verse 42 to 44. Sorry, I'm trying to be fast. Whenever I'm trying to be fast, praise God. So after feeding the 5,000 men, plus women and children, you would think that Jesus that could multiply how many loaves? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Would not be bothered about packing the fragments. Why? Because he can always do it. But he was not a wasteful savior. So also, we must not be wasteful with our resources. They gathered the fragments. For you to know that it was a culture. When he fed the 5,000, they gathered the 12 baskets. When he fed the 4,000, they gathered the 7 baskets. Praise God. There was a culture. There was no waste around Jesus. So in our quest for kingdom wealth, we must cut every wastage. No matter how small your business is, ensure you have a bank account. Don't just spend as you earn. Remember that you are a steward of everything you have received. Make plans for everything that you have. Ensure you have a budget. Have a plan for your finances and work the plan. If you are not deliberate, every time you have an increase in your income, you will also have a corresponding increase in your expense. Have you noticed that? Praise God. So you must ensure that you are deliberate to cut down every form of wastages. Number five, I will just check in if you are following. Number 5, he was accountable. John chapter 13, verse 29. Jesus had an accountant. For some thought, because Judas, I know you know the story of the Passover. So Jesus told Judas to do whatever he wanted to do quickly. Then some thought, because Judas had the money box. So Judas was the accountant of that ministry. He was keeping the bag. So that means everything that came in, there was a record. And everything that was going out, there was a record. Don't just spend anyhow because you are a child of God. I'm living by faith. No. Have an account, praise God. Make proper record. A time will come, you need to hire accountants to manage your funds. Am I talking to somebody? Praise God. Hallelujah. So ensure you have a budget. I was talking about this when I was talking about the wasteful resources. Purpose. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, number six. So Jesus often ensured that he gave to the poor. That same scripture. John 13, verse 29. Then the second verse. Because Judas had the money box that Jesus had said to him, buy those things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now, you know, Judas was, you know, going to betray Jesus. So then Jesus was telling him, whatever you need to do, do it quickly. And the other disciples were wondering, what is Jesus talking about? So is he talking about to get things for this feast or to give something to the poor? So for them to think that means it was a culture. It was normal, praise God. So anytime he's telling Judas, go and do that stuff. So it's to give something. So for you as a kingdom person, you must be a giver. Let me tell you about be a giver. You give to the poor. You give to for kingdom causes. You give to your parents. You give to your pastors. You give to be a giver. Make it your lifestyle. You know, giving is living. If you're not giving, you're not living. As they normally say, you cannot love without giving, right? But you can give without what? Loving. Givers, I don't know, it's not scriptural, but it's not in the scripture, but givers never lack, really. Praise God. Givers never lack. Anything that your mind tells you to hold on to, give it out. The moment you give it out, you become liberated. And you never lack those things. I told myself that I won't give stories today so that we can teach, and just finish what we have. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So number seven, right? Jesus lived a supernatural life. It was just, you know, he never let any need, you know, weigh him down. Anytime a need came up, the Holy Spirit always gave him a way out. So also, as a child of God, you must be expectant to know what to do. Don't let your mind go to money first. Ask the Holy Spirit, what must I do? At the wedding at Cana, in John chapter 2, from verse 1 to 5, Jesus and the mom and the disciples, they were at a wedding feast, and their wine went out. But Mary came to Jesus and told him that their wine is finished. Why did he go to Jesus? That means at home, he must have been doing that severally. Anytime there was any scarcity stuff, he knew what to do. That's why Mary told them, listen, anything he tells you to do, just do it. For Mary to be confident, that means, you know, Jesus has been performing this kind of miracles at home. So have that mindset, have that kingdom mindset. To know that every challenge that you come up with, financial challenge, I mean, you always have a solution. And your solution, most times, is not just to go borrow money. Allow the Holy Spirit give you a definite solution for a definite problem. Praise God. I need water, if possible. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, someone. You know, for you to live an outstanding life as a child of God, you need revelation. Revelation is the key to an outstanding life. Revelation is the key to live an outstanding kingdom wealth life. For you to live in abundance, you need to have an open access to the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. When you call unto God, he will not send you money, but he will show you things that you do not know. It's very important so that you don't shut down your brain if you can't get the money. Be open to get instruction from the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Okay, are we doing well with the time? Number 8, Jesus lived a life of impact. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Why? God was with him. Kingdom wealth is not just about money, it's about impact. You must have the mindset to help everyone that you come across. Everyone you come across, have that mindset, have that mentality to be able to do good to that person. So kingdom wealth is primarily about people. Empowering people both spiritually, physically, financially, and otherwise. Everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. We must train ourselves to become givers and not takers. It's something you must train yourself. If you have not given something in a long while, think back and say, what must I give out now? Praise God. My wife knows that if somebody gives me a gift, I'm already thinking, who can I give this gift to? So she's saying, no, we're not going to give this out. It's my gift. It's not your gift. Praise God. She's sitting here. Can you appreciate my wife this evening? Praise God. Hallelujah. Most times I talk about her, in absentia. Praise God. Now she's here. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. We believed God for a job that will make her attend Wednesday services. And God answered us. Praise God. Praise God. With God, all things are possible. Praise God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Praise God. You're not meant to live a rat race. Praise God. You have just one life to live. Let me tell your neighbor, you have one life to live. Live it on purpose. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus lived a life of impact. Number 9, Jesus was thankful for everything. In Mark chapter 14, verse 23, at the table, he took the wine, took the bread. First thing he did was to give thanks. In Mark chapter 8, verse 6, before he fed the multitude, he gave thanks. In Mark 11, 41 to 43, at the tomb of Lazarus, the first thing he did was to give thanks. No wonder, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks. Praise God. Hallelujah. In everything. Thank you, sir. For you to enjoy financial multiplication, you must be a thanksgiver. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is a multiplier. They gave Jesus the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. He first of all gave thanks. He did not complain. Most times, what do you see? When you have little resources, you start to complain. Praise God. You give thanks for the little resources you have, and you see them being multiplied. So thanksgiving must become your lifestyle. Praise God. If you want to enjoy kingdom wealth, kingdom prosperity, you must be a thanksgiver. Help me tell your neighbor, you must be a thanksgiver. Why? Because God inhabits the praise of his people. God does not inhabit the murmuring of his people. God inhabits. If you want to carry God around, be praiseful. Praise God. It's not the amount you earn. It's your attitude that determines your financial altitude. Not the amount you earn. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, every time, in everything, by prayers and supplication, and also with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Let life thanksgiving become your lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, someone. Number 10. Jesus was diligent and hardworking. John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Early in the morning, praise God. The night is coming when no one can walk. Beware of too much sleep. You know that scripture, Proverbs 6, verse 10 to 11. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding up your hands. I love that scripture. Proverbs 6, verse 10 to 11. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding up your hands to sleep. Verse 11. So shall poverty come on you like a prowler, and need, and your need like an armed man. Praise God. We must be diligent. Proverbs 22, verse 29. See thou a man diligent in his work. Or see thou a man that excels in his work. He stands before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Don't be a lazy Christian. James chapter 2, from verse 14 to 19. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, verse 16, and one of you says to him, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Joshua, come. Joshua comes to me and he needs food. And what I do is this. Brother, God bless you. It is well. You know, we like saying it is well. Be filled in Jesus' name. Can that put food in his stomach? No. Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Is dead. Accompany your faith with works. Praise God. You can pray, we know, but also give. Because that's the only way up. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So you must accompany. I don't know how I linked that up, but everything works together for good. Praise God. Jesus was diligent. He was a diligent carpenter until he became the carpenter. Praise God. They say, is this not the carpenter? They didn't say one of the carpenters. Is this not the carpenter? So anywhere you are, become the fashion designer. Praise God. FD becomes the what? The fashion designer. Praise God. And also Ace Lifestyle as well. Praise God. Before I get into trouble, you know. Ace Lifestyle. Praise God. Now, quickly now, before we close, one or two of the things he taught. The first thing he taught, Matthew 6, 33 to 34. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first, someone say first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things. You know, the main thing is to make the main thing the main thing. Again, the main thing is to make the main thing the main thing. Also, the first thing is to make the first thing the first thing. Are you getting me? The first thing concerning kingdom wealth is to make the first thing the first thing. So the number one thing is to make the number one thing the number one thing. And what's the number one thing? Praise God. Is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things. Someone say all other things will be added to you. So for you to enjoy kingdom wealth, you must seek first the kingdom of God. How do you do that? Number one, develop an intimate relationship with God. An intimate relationship with God. And that means that the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is thinking about God. The last thing that happens to you before you go to bed at night is thinking about God. You are all day long listening to God, listening to the Holy Spirit. Every day, you are walking in the Spirit, you are living in the Spirit. Praise God. You are letting him talk to you through his word and by his Spirit. And you are actively seeking him in every way, in everything. Praise God. Like Paul from Philippians 3 verse 10, that I may know him. Let that be the pant of your heart, that I may know God and his kingdom. When there is a need in the house of God, you are disturbed until that need is met. Hallelujah. That is how you know that you are seeking first the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And every other thing will be added to you. Scriptures cannot be broken. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his character, his way of living, every other thing will be added to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number two, don't worry about things. Matthew 6:25. Do not worry about things. Matthew 6:25. Take no thought of about your life. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So your life is more than things. Do not worry about them. What do you do with things? 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon Jesus. Why? Because he cares for you. Do not worry about things. You cast all your cares upon Jesus. The kingdom of God is not about things. It's about three things. Who knows those things? Romans 14:17. Righteousness, peace, and joy in what? Have you noticed that those three things, they are all gifts from God? Righteousness. Okay, let me not waste time. Righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Righteousness. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. A gift. Praise God. Peace. John 14:27. Jesus freely gave his peace to us. Then joy in the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. John 14:16-17. The Holy Ghost was given to us freely. So if you receive and maintain consistently the work of these three elements, you enjoy kingdom wealth. So if you receive and you maintain, that is, you consistently work in these three elements, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you attract kingdom wealth. These are the criteria for working in kingdom wealth. Because for you to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all other things will be added to you. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if you receive them and consistently walk in them, you attract kingdom wealth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, our time is really fast spent. But number three, quickly. Where is your treasure? Okay, I give you that scripture. Matthew 6:19-21. We must ensure that we keep storing up our treasure in heaven, where there is no thief that can go steal them. How do you store your wealth in heaven? Matthew 25:31-40. You feed the hungry, you clothe the naked, you visit the sick, and you shelter the homeless. Matthew 25:31-40. Because on the last day, Jesus will tell you, when I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was sick, you came to visit me. So no matter how long you stay on this earth, it is nothing compared to eternity. So ensure that you are living your life for eternity. Praise God. Number four, quickly. Can a camel pass through the eye of a needle? Mark 10. Okay, you can see that. A camel. Can it pass through the eye of a needle? Mark 10:23-27. We can stop there. Next time, we'll just continue from there. Mark 10. Okay, that's a tiny one. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. He now explained further. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. So if you trust in riches, for you to enter the kingdom of God, it's like a camel passing through the eye of a needle. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man, that's someone that trusts in riches, to enter the kingdom of God. So you must not put your trust in riches. Your trust must be in God. Proverbs 11:28. He who trusts in riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. If you trust in riches, with time you fall. Just like the parable of the rich fool in Mark 12:16-25. That rich fool, I was thinking I will have time to count the number of eyes. He said, I will do this. I will do this. I will do that. No place for God. No thanks given to God. His crop yielded a very large harvest. That's Luke 12:16-25. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. Verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? One eye. Count with me, the eye. One. Since I, two, have no room to store my crops. Yeah? And he said, I, three, will do this. I, four, will pull down my barns and build greater. And there, I, five, will store all my crops and my goods. Continue, verse 19. And I, six, will say to my soul, soul, you can be I as well. Seven, have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? Praise God. So you see why you must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise the Lord. That rich fool had no thanksgiving. He yielded, he had a large crop. No, thank you God for this crop. No. I did this. So also, every advancement you make, realize that it is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, someone. I said, praise the Lord, someone. Can you stand to your feet this evening? Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Your life does not consist of the things that you have.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,